You're an entrepreneur. You've got a startup. You've got a scale-up. You're a researcher looking to spin a company out of a university. You're a student looking to dive into entrepreneurialism or to focus on technology. Where do you go? Who do you start with? Who do you talk to? You want to export. You want to commercialize. There's all these things. It can be overwhelming, but Inventures 2024 is there to help you. So for the next series of podcasts, sit back and learn about who's going to be there. Welcome to Shift. Today I've got Eric Bitmanis joining us from Canary. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing very well, John. Thank you for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about what Canary is.
What Canary is. So Canary is a nonprofit organization that's funded by the Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada. What Canary is most well known for is handling the high performance network, or managing the high performance network for higher ed, research, and education across Canada. Us and our provincial and territorial partners do that as a team. And then we have the DARE program, which involves private sector. So that is a focus on private sector and providing cloud resources for entrepreneurs and startups for free, so they might be able to build, develop, test, and prototype a product or service without having to incur those cloud costs.
Ah, okay. So now you've hit on something here that I suspect is really going to resonate with the audience. Services for businesses,
yes,
and incurring cloud costs. So let's dive into that a little more. Who is your ideal client, and who are you working with that's going to be needing cloud services?
For sure. Yeah. So our ideal user, the ones we see the majority of in currently in the DARE program, is we find they are 1 and 2 person shops who are just on their path to pre-MVP. So they're moving. They already have an idea in most cases. There are some entrepreneurs who come to us that are just at the ideation phase. But what we find the majority of our users being is they're on their way to pre-MVP. They use those resources they get from the DARE program. So that's $1,000 a month to spend in AWS to build and develop their business product or service. And once they get to that MVP stage, many of them do graduate then the DARE program after their 1 year participation and move on to either use AWS in a commercial aspect, or they'll move on to other programs that are more situated for those that have their MVP and they're now looking to maybe scale or find market fit.
Okay. So now, just to be clear, AWS, Amazon Web Services.
Yes. Sorry.
And it's, that's all right. And it's a maximum of $1,000 a month for 12 months.
Yes.
It's okay.
A significant amount of cloud resources for those entrepreneurs.
Okay. So now let me just be the every person here. Why would a 2-person startup, like what kind of company is needing those cloud services?
So what we see is that they are mainly obviously tech-based companies or usually developing software. The ones we've seen, especially lately, artificial intelligence companies have grown steadily within our participants, or at least what we're seeing from the past 6 months, I would say. They make up, I would say, 15 to 20% of our total participant group at the moment would be artificial intelligence companies. The other 1 to 2 person shops are those that are, we have all sorts. We have some that are in Internet of Things we've seen for a little bit. The other stuff is cybersecurity related. So if they're developing any type of software related to cybersecurity, that's been extremely popular. A little bit of augmented reality, you would see that as well. We do offer a GPU access, which many of the artificial intelligence companies are thrilled about. So GPUs within AWS, we also do offer our own private cloud that's hosted by Canary at the University of Sherbrooke, which is our own infrastructure, where we do have our own private GPUs available as well. Those are currently full at the moment, but there should have some availability actually around the time we're at Inventures. So that'll be great. Good timing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So end of May, May 29th to 31st, mm-hmm. people can come and visit you at the booth and talk a little bit more about this. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's fascinating. Now, are you able to give me kind of a sense of what a cloud service would cost a small business if you guys didn't exist and they had to go procure this on their own?
Well, so it depends on, that's a tough question because it really depends on the type of product they're developing and what, I guess the size of the infrastructure that they're using to develop their product or that they're testing against. So it could vary from maybe a couple $100 a month, where on the low end, to thousands of dollars a month. We do have the cap of $1,000 a month to spend within AWS. We do encourage our entrepreneurs that are within the program to develop as efficiently as possible. What we used to find is that many entrepreneurs will come to us and ask for the biggest allotment of whatever they can get right out of the gates. And it's like, well, if you try to develop your product to be as small as possible, then scale from that, you can take advantage of many of the scalers they have in AWS. And that'll keep your costs low, especially when you leave the program. And you'll be able to be extremely efficient when you're now have your own burn rate and your own runway to worry about. So we highly, highly encourage entrepreneurs to consider developing small, almost like a microservice, and then scaling and building that out.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you find sometimes, though, that when people understand the services that Canary offers, that mm-hmm. they're kind of building their MVP to fit the maximum of what you guys are offering?
Possibly in some cases. I couldn't say exactly. There are probably definitely some entrepreneurs who will be building an MVP for exactly $1,000 a month or under that, just to get in under it. But I think majority of them are... So we have a couple of those higher spenders, I would say, but they make up a very small minority of our user base. I think majority of entrepreneurs are spending in the $400 to $700 range on any given month, depending again on the size of their infrastructure and what they're looking to do. Like if you are an artificial intelligence and you're looking to utilize a GPU, so a graphics processing unit, to help crunch through just loads and loads and loads of data to be able to train your models, you actually will probably hit $1,000 sooner than the end of the month.
Oh, okay. I get you. Okay. So this is
hardware to operate. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a significant kind of value for those small businesses getting off the ground to, you know, mm-hmm. the tech businesses to be able to exploit sounds like such a negative word, but to exploit what you guys are offering. So yeah. Now this is all under the DARE program.
Correct.
Right?
So the Digital Accelerator for Innovation and Research, DAIR.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now, does Canary offer anything else? When people come out of the program, do you direct them to go anywhere else? I'm going to add to that. Do you also work with other organizations like, let's say, Tech Access Canada or, you know, Alberta Innovates or the regional innovation mm-hmm. networks in Alberta?
So very great question. So Canary offers many things. There is a part of Canary's portfolio. Canary also, as I did mention, has so the network for the higher education and research side of things for Canada, but we also are responsible for cybersecurity within that network, as well as instilling a baseline of cybersecurity for all the major universities, colleges, and research centers across Canada. So they're coordinating that. It's a very large part of that business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's significant.
But for DARE, to answer your question, after they move on from the program or they graduate from the program, we are trying to develop a better pipeline for when they're leaving our program and they're ready to take those next steps. So we've been developing relationships with some of the regional innovation centers in Ontario, Ottawa. That's where Canary's based. But also, yes, the RINs and Alberta Innovates. That's how actually we discovered InVentures, was our conversations with Alberta Innovates and being able to try to have a better network for the entrepreneurs, not just in Alberta and Ontario, but across the country, so that when they are ready to graduate that program, okay, what's my next step? Where should I go next? What's the next best program or next best even person I should be talking to so that I can continue progressing my business? One of the other, I guess, relationships that we have been developing is actually with AWS themselves, so Amazon Web Services. They have a program called Activate, which helps provide entrepreneurs with, again, more cloud credits to use in AWS so they can continue, again, building their product, developing their product, prototyping their product further. They offer anywhere, I believe, I might be misquoting, but 10,000 up to like over hundreds of thousands of credits worth of AWS resources, depending upon where the entrepreneur is in their journey. So
right.
We are trying to ensure that when an entrepreneur does come out of the program, we are able to provide them with a next best step.
I love that, because you know what's really critical and something we're trying to focus on at InVentures mm-hmm. in part is helping develop sense making and wayfinding. Yeah. There's going to be businesses in Alberta, you know, that are just starting off, like there are businesses everywhere. And then within their specific jurisdiction, whether that's a provincial jurisdiction or a federal jurisdiction, it can be two different things. They don't always know where to go. They don't always know where to even start in some instances. Mm-hmm. So it's great that you guys are aligned with that philosophy, and there's many other organizations that are as well, including Alberta Innovates mm-hmm. and the InVentures platform. I think it's great that, you know, there's people that are trying to create that pathway.
I think it's incredibly important because Canada offers such a wealth of innovation resources and a wealth of resources for entrepreneurs out there. It's just navigating that extreme wealth of resources can be overwhelming. Like, there are entrepreneurs I've spoken with who say it becomes like almost like your own side hustle to your business is to find these programs and resources that are best suited for your business. And so I think there is a great deal of effort that is needed in helping to navigate the many programs and resources that are out there. And Alberta Innovates, I think, is one of the ones leading the way right now in terms of trying to establish pathways, like pathways for an entrepreneur so that they can have a little bit more of a streamlined journey as they developing their business. Because that really is the lifeblood to our Canadian economy, is having these entrepreneurs that come out grassroots and develop these thriving businesses. So I'm all in favor of more pathways being developed, more, as you called it, wayfinding. I think we would like to become an integral part of that as well as we move forward into the future, because there is also for those other entrepreneurs out there that are looking for possible next steps or possible programs. I know that our funder, Innovation Science and Economic Development Canada, developed something called the Business Benefits Finder, which does exist as well. You can provide some of the information about yourself or your business and what you're looking at doing. And it does a pretty good job at looking through the other resources and programs that are available in Canada. But even with that, it can still be like you get this nice list of resources that you can take a look at, but it can be an extensive list where it's going to take some time to go through it. So yeah, I think anything we can do to make that journey easier for entrepreneurs is going to be well worth that effort.
Well, and you know, I like what you said, it's like a side hustle, because that implies, you know, there's a lot of time that's required to do this sort of thing. So, and the plug for InVentures, I think, is having all of these like-minded organizations under one roof that are going to help people sense make, wayfind, and develop those bridges, both provincially and federally and jurisdictionally, you know, in their various towns and cities on how to move forward, because people have great ideas and we don't want them to be stifled by confusion or, you know, because the ecosystem appears sloppy or busy or too busy. So I think InVentures is a great chance for people to come down and start meeting those people. Eric, give me a bit of your background. Where are you from? What do you do?
So I live in Ottawa, Canada, here at where Canary's located. And I am the program manager for private sector innovation here at Canary. And I'm the one responsible for helping to manage the DARE program.
Right on. Well, yeah. It's going to be a pleasure to meet you on site. And so you guys you'll have a booth, an exhibit booth there. So I encourage people to go by and talk to Eric. And it's going to be a blast. So aside from meeting potential, you know, clients and stakeholders, what are you looking forward to most at InVentures this year?
So we went to InVentures last year and had a fantastic time. I think it's hard like to replace face-to-face interaction. I think we tried our best during the pandemic, but it's nice to get back out to events. So what we're looking for here at InVentures is to continue talking with entrepreneurs. The main thing we're looking for is to continue to drive awareness of the DARE program. Many entrepreneurs still aren't aware that that we do exist and what we do offer. And so we want to go out there and do our best to ensure that they know we exist, and that when they want to start a business, we should be one of the first places they look. They're on their way to MVP. You should consider us right away. Or even just if you're past MVP, you have a great business going on, but you would like to maybe save some cloud resource costs while you develop a new feature for an existing product. We fully support that as well. So by all means, we're open to conversation. Just come by the booth when we're at InVentures. We'd love to chat.
Right on, Eric. Let's leave it at that. And looking forward to seeing you in, I don't know, what is it, 83 days now or something?
Oh, yeah, the countdown's on. Counting. Yeah, countdown's on.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for your time, Eric.
Well, thank you so much, John. This was a pleasure.
Shift can be found online at shift.albertainnovates.ca, or you can reach us via email at shift@albertainnovates.ca. We can also be found on your favorite streaming service, so dive in and enjoy. Until next time, I'm John.